Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Solar System for Kids, A STEM Space Adventure for Junior Scientists by Hilary Statham, is an early elementary science book designed for children ages 6 to 8. It belongs to the Junior Scientist series and presents the solar system through accessible STEM learning rather than through a dense encyclopedia format. The book introduces young readers to planets, night sky observation, and distant objects in space using clear language, fun facts, and visual support suited to developing readers. Its purpose is not only to name the planets, but also to help children begin thinking scientifically about scale, distance, physical features, and the place of Earth within a larger cosmic system. The book is positioned for use at home, in classrooms, or during read-aloud science activities. By combining factual explanations with an adventure-oriented structure, it makes astronomy approachable for children who are beginning to ask larger questions about space, motion, and the universe beyond Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a solar system tour built for early elementary comprehension. The central structure of Solar System for Kids is a guided tour through the solar system, shaped for readers who are still developing scientific vocabulary and reading confidence. Rather than presenting astronomy as a list of disconnected facts, the book organizes information around recognizable celestial bodies and observable features. This approach matters because children ages 6 to 8 often understand science best when new ideas are tied to concrete examples, such as planets, moons, the sun, and the night sky. By moving from familiar reference points toward more distant objects, the book supports gradual conceptual expansion. It also avoids overwhelming young readers with excessive technical detail. Instead, it introduces the basic idea that the solar system is a structured group of objects with different sizes, locations, and characteristics. The result is a foundation for later astronomy learning. Then, children can begin to distinguish planets from stars, recognize that Earth is one planet among others, and understand that space is organized rather than random. STEM learning through observation, comparison, and questioning, the STEM value of the book comes from encouraging children to think like beginning scientists, not merely memorize planet names. Its content invites comparison among planets and other space objects, which helps readers notice patterns and differences. For example, learning that planets vary in size, distance, temperature, and surface conditions introduces core scientific habits, such as classification and evidence-based description. The book also supports questioning, a key part of early STEM education. Children are prompted by the subject itself to ask why planets look different, how objects can be so far away, and what makes Earth suitable for life. Even when the explanations are simplified, the reasoning process remains important. The book teaches that scientific knowledge begins with careful noticing and organized curiosity. This makes it useful for parents and educators who want science reading to involve more than passive absorption. It can become a starting point for drawing, discussion, model making, or simple classroom comparisons that reinforce scientific thinking. Thirdly, kid-friendly language that reduces the difficulty of astronomy concepts. Astronomy can be difficult for young children because many of its key ideas involve scales and distances that cannot be experienced directly. Solar System for Kids addresses this challenge through simplified language and age-appropriate explanation. Terms connected to planets, night sky objects, and space science are introduced in a way that supports understanding without requiring advanced background knowledge. This is especially important for early readers, who may be ready for large ideas but not for textbook-style abstraction. The language aims to translate complexity into manageable learning steps. For example, instead of relying heavily on formulas or specialist terminology, the book uses descriptive facts and visual context to make differences among planets easier to grasp. This does not replace deeper scientific study, but it creates a necessary first layer of comprehension by lowering the entry barrier. The book helps children approach astronomy with confidence and gives adults a reliable way to discuss space without oversimplifying it into pure fantasy. Fourthly, visual support as a bridge between imagination and scientific accuracy. The book is described as using dazzling visuals, and that visual emphasis is central to its educational design. For young learners, images are not decorative additions. They are tools that help convert unfamiliar ideas into something mentally organized. Space science depends heavily on visual representation because most children cannot directly observe planets in detail or comprehend large distances through experience alone. Illustrations and visual layouts can help readers compare shapes, colors, and relative features, even when exact scale must remain simplified. This visual approach also helps distinguish the book from text-heavy science references for older children. It allows the reader to maintain attention while linking words to concrete images. At the same time, good visual support can preserve the sense of wonder that often draws children to astronomy in the first place. The combination of image and explanation helps balance imagination with factual learning, making the solar system feel both exciting and anchored in real scientific subject matter. Lastly, flexible use for classrooms, read aloud sessions, and home exploration. A notable strength of solar system for kids is its flexibility across learning settings. The book is suitable for classroom read aloud use, where an adult can pause to explain vocabulary, ask questions, or connect the material to lessons about planets and the night sky. It can also support independent exploration at home for children who are already curious about space. This dual usefulness is important because many science books for young readers lean heavily toward either school instruction or casual entertainment. Statim positions the book between those purposes. It provides enough factual structure to be educational, while its adventure-like framing and accessible presentation keep it approachable outside formal lessons. Parents can use it to answer common space questions, while teachers can use it to introduce astronomy units or science discussion. The book, therefore, functions as a bridge resource, not a complete curriculum, but a practical entry point for developing vocabulary, curiosity, and basic space knowledge. In conclusion, Solar System for Kids is best suited for early elementary readers, especially children ages 6 to 8 who are beginning to show curiosity about planets, stars, and the night sky. It is also useful for parents, classroom teachers, homeschool educators, and librarians looking for an introductory astronomy title that does not assume advanced reading skills. Its practical benefit lies in giving children a first organized framework for thinking about the solar system. Planets have distinct features. Space contains objects at vast distances, and scientific learning begins with observation and questions. Intellectually, it helps move young readers beyond simple fascination toward early scientific classification and comparison. Compared with broader space encyclopedias or activity-heavy workbooks, this book stands out through its focused balance of narrative energy, visual support, and age-targeted STEM explanation. It is not designed to be the most exhaustive astronomy resource, and older children may need more detailed material. Its value is in being an accessible launch point. For young readers encountering space science for the first time, it offers a clear, visually supported, and classroom-friendly introduction that treats curiosity as the beginning of scientific understanding. If you would like to support Hilary Statim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.